This ain't no disco.
Ain't no country club neither.
This is RVA.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, Liz.
Oh, thank you.
To another fantastic episode of
Oh La La
in RVA.
With your big daddy.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Season 3.
Episode 21. And how fitting, you guys, for this episode.
We are of legal age now.
Yes.
We are. And to celebrate this legal age, we will be interviewing Erica from Tobacco Company and Tobacco Company Club.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Stick around
with them drinks flowing.
Yeah.
The Shotsky.
But first, we are going to have a little icebreaker with Erica. Then we'll, of course, get into the meat of our interview. Then, Big Daddy, what you gonna drop on us this time?
Virginia is finally moving to, quote, weed out. It's $5 billion gray market with a regulated retail system. We're breaking down the new House and Senate bills that could have the state's economy hitting new highs by the end of the year.
Ooh.
Exciting.
I worked all day on that.
I love a stimulated economy.
Then we have some events and, of course,
well, our business of the week, which will be Tobacco Company, but we'll give them a nice shout out.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yes.
And our event of the week at Jerez.
And another business of the week as well.
Oh, a little double surprise. Trouble. She slid one in there. All right. So let's get into it. You want to introduce Erica?
Yes. Maybe? Today, we're stepping into one of Richmond's most iconic, historic, and honestly legendary party spots. If you've ever dressed up for a birthday dinner, a bachelorette, or a night where you just knew you were going to end up dancing under chandeliers, chances are you've been to Tobacco Company. And behind the scenes of all those unforgettable nights is today's guest. Erica is the sales and marketing manager for the Tobacco Company restaurant. She's also my friend.
And our friend now, too.
She's a VCU marketing grad, a content creating, TikTok loving, dance floor regular who helps bring new energy to one of Richmond's most classic destinations. From private events to viral social media moments, she is the one making sure this historic space stays fun, relevant, and full of life. Erica is also a friend of the podcast, like I just said, and someone who I met at the RVA is for Bloggers event. They have like this group of people.
Shout out. I
Liz
haven't been
Thompson.
Able to go in a long time.
Oh, Liz
Thompson.
Thompson.
Don't forget about us.
We miss you. Also, Eric and I are Libra sisters.
Yes.
So,
my fellow Libra.
That's why we get along, because Gemini. I'm here.
Makes
fellow
sense.
Air signs. Air signs. Yeah.
Air signs. Woop woop. So, Erica.
That's like what?
Welcome to Oh La La.
Thank you. That was such a great introduction. Yeah. Thank you.
That was a grand intro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. I feel like it's been a long time coming.
I know. We've been wanting to have you on for a long time. We
felt loved and cherished by Tobacco Company since the OG days.
This is her.
Yes, I'm the face of it all.
So how long ago was the event that you attended?
2 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
I missed you that night when we had that happy hour, but Olivia was like, she put the side on the table.
I know, you gave us this cute little name tag.
I love making little table tents. That's one of my guilty pleasures,
so
is like
sweet.
Welcoming people that way.
And we felt so welcomed.
Good.
They treated us really well.
So a table tent. Mm-hmm. How would you describe that? Is it the napkin where it's...
It's a miniature sign, and it's like double-sided, and they call me the Canva queen at work because I love Canva, all things Canva, graphic design,
graphic
I
design.
Love. So I will literally, like, for example, in the club, we do, like, birthday sections, and I will literally take my friends' pictures of their face and cut it out and put it on a Canva file and print it out and do like happy birthday, blah, 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 and put it on a table tent for them. So they have their own personalized little sign.
You feel so VIP.
Yes. She makes things special, everybody.
That's
she
what really we do.
Does. You're good at your job. All right. Well, before we get to know you and the tobacco company even more, let's break the ice a little bit.
Ooh.
We're going to play a little game. I mean, you guys can jump in if you want.
Okay, but we're involved in this.
This is more okay. of like your own personal opinion. But if you, I mean, I guess.
We all have opinions, yeah,
that's right.
Yes.
Everybody's got one. But
you're like assholes.
Yeah.
Okay, so besides the tobacco company, favorite Richmond date night spot?
Ooh, that's a good one. Can I do one I haven't been to yet?
Oh, yeah.
I am dying to go to the Lafayette, that new restaurant.
Oh, my God,
that's
yes. I want to go, too.
The highly coveted. I actually was able to snag a reservation for next month.
Oh, my gosh.
And it happens to be the day before my best friend's birthday, so I'm going to take her there for a little girlies date.
Okay. Awesome.
So that's going to be my future favorite date night spot.
I like it.
I like a future.
I know. I want to try that place.
What too. About the locker room?
That's going to be a no.
A hard no.
No, bro.
Mine is Lola's Farmhouse Bistro.
Ooh, I love cuties. That
place. I've been wanting to go there for their gospel brunch, too.
So now we have our place. We're trying to pick a brunch spot this week.
I know. Mine, God, date night? Ugh. Honestly, I just like to go to Cirrus and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their cocktails are good.
Yeah. Or the Emerald Lounge.
Yes.
Yeah, the new place is especially good.
Yeah.
Have you been to the new place?
Which one is that?
Cirrus.
Yes, I've been there. They had the best espresso martini I've ever had in my life. And I'm saying that as somebody who works at tobacco, but shout out to Cirrus. Shout out.
Oh my God. When we went to tobacco, they had this martini that we had. What was like a lavender vanilla something?
Was it the lavender vanilla? Was it a chai one? Maybe?
Was it the Northern Lights? Was it purple and sparkly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the Northern Lights.
Oh,
yeah,
so
we do like edible cocktail glitter.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and like when I have it, I'm like, dump the whole thing of glitter in there. Make it sparkle.
That's what we like.
I know. I like to do, we have a party for the Irish Festival every year, so I usually put like some glitter in a green punch of some sort.
I will be expecting an invite to that.
I know. Yes.
Oh my God. Maybe this is TMI, but
so. I know what you're going
to
say.
When you go to the bathroom, it's like months of glitter.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
So. Just saying.
That's the pot of gold at the end.
It's like eating a bunch of blueberries.
Yes. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
Next.
All right. But we digress. TikTok trend you secretly love versus one you never want to see again.
I love TikTok so much. The thing about
TikTok. I've heard.
Yes. The trends come and go so fast.
I know, it's
true. Like sometimes hard to keep up. One that I wish would come back is that Pink Panther song. It's like, this feels illegal.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one so much. People were so creative with that one. And what was the other part? One that shouldn't come back.
Shouldn't come back, yeah. Mm. Or that you're already sick of right now.
Dare I say girl dinner?
Ooh,
I
yes.
love to eat, girly. I'm like, I need a little bit more than that.
Same. What the hell is that?
Right.
I didn't like, one that really sticks out is like back in 2020, there were such cringy TikToks. And they had that one where it's like, so shine bright tonight. And it'd be like some guy pretending to get thrown against a wall by the police.
You know, 2020 was an interesting time. I can't even blame them.
Oh my God. Anything that was done during that time. I'm like, honestly, I miss all the Carol Baskin lines.
Carol Baskin. Like, so they fed him to tigers. They snacking.
God, you still remember all of it. It's bright in your mind. One, I don't know. I'm like, how many different ways can we try to do our makeup? Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Like grandma makeup.
Coastal grandma was a big thing.
Wait, Mrs. Doubtfire.
My makeup.
Yeah. We're going to do your makeup like that tomorrow night. Just for fun.
Night, man.
All right. Cocktail lounge vibe or dance floor energy?
Dance floor. Yeah, always. Right. I am what they call chronically outside. I go out every single weekend. I don't miss a weekend, and I'm always on the dance floor.
I love that.
Nice.
That's how we aspire. That's who we are.
So outside of the tobacco company, what is your dance floor of choice?
Scotty's has been really fun recently. I love live music and a DJ vibe. So they've been doing a really good job with that. Bingo, Harry's, of course. I know you guys love Harry's.
Yep.
And let's see, what else? River City Roll. Oop, St. Patrick's Day coming up. St. Patty's Day. Yep. So yeah, those are the spots.
I know. It better not rain.
Oh, that'll suck.
I'm trying to... Oh, what about... Are you guys rivals with Shanae?
I wouldn't say we're rivals. I would say we kind of almost work together because I feel like right now, Scott's Edition is very trendy and that's where people are wanting to go out. So if anything, we kind of work hand in hand as like the downtown Shaco slip bars, because it's like, if you're taking an Uber down there, you're going to hit both spots. Yeah. So
and Southern Railway, same thing.
I feel like they're a very different vibe than us because, you know, we have a dress code and they're very much a college.
They just let anybody in.
They let anybody in, wear your baseball hats. Yeah.
Any rat off the street.
The hooligans. Right.
So that's kind of not our vibe.
Street urchins.
Okay. I like it. That's why I like tobacco.
Exactly.
I love tobacco. That's my favorite spot. Down
what, the what was that place next to Sabaya we went to?
Loso?
Yes. Or, and it used to
formerly
be the
jungle room. Yes. I love it there too.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool place.
I like it there too. They have really good painkillers.
Painkillers? I haven't had one of those in a while.
Sounds like some good bad choices.
Sounds like we have to go get some.
I know, seriously. After this. All right, if you could time travel to any era of Richmond history, where would you go?
Early 2000s, I feel... So I was born in 2001, and
I am a little baby child. I'm 21 in 2001. I'm an old lady.
Kill me.
I'm 24.
Kill me now. I just turned
24.
But
so
I'm young. I'm forever young.
Young intern. You are forever young intern. But I was...
So I nearly graduated high school then. I was
That's crazy. Well, I would go back then because I feel like I grew up around like the 2000s aesthetic and I love that aesthetic. And just the music at that time was so good. I feel like I was yearning for the club at a young age because of the music that was coming out. And when I imagined myself as an adult, it would be me like dancing the club to that music. So I feel like that would be so fun to experience. Like before the phones, before social media, like right before, that seems like the golden era.
Different time.
I loved it. It was great. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I'm going to meet you. And then you're like, how the hell am I going to meet these
people? MapQuest. I was there with MapQuest.
We printed out the direction.
MapQuest. We had no idea where we were going in the
dark. Oh my God. I had my good friend Becca's directions printed out and I kept them in the middle console of my old car. She lived in Brooklyn, New York. And I would drive up there and I'd be like, all right, hidden traffic. Let me look at this and peep how I get
there. I just say one funny thing. My dad is so funny because he like wants to bestow this wisdom on me, and it's happened so many times, but he pulled out this humongous atlas and he hands it to me as a kid and he goes, you need to tell me how to get where we're going because someday you're gonna need to learn this.
Really? You're like, actually, like, I don't need to
joke's
learn that.
On you. Paps.
Anyway, should we get into the interview?
Yes Okay. Well, all right, let's just say one last question. One word that describes Shaco Slip at night right now.
Lively. Mm. I think that's a good word. Honestly, we're trying to keep that momentum going. Tobacco is definitely a winter place, not a summer place, because obviously we don't have a patio or like things like that. So right now I feel like we're in our like thriving era, and I love that.
And I feel like you're like low-key in charge of the culture in Richmond. Like you have a very big job.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like tobacco's been having a renaissance in a way.
Thank you. I've been working really hard on it.
Yes. Oh, really? Yeah. Hmm.
That's her. That's Erica.
Yes, I'm trying.
Yay. Okay. All right. Let's move into it.
So how did you wind up working at tobacco? What's the story?
Actually, really funny story. So I graduated from VCU in 2022 and I did it in 3 years. So I kind of like fast tracked all that. It was during COVID. So
there was nothing else to do. Yeah. But take classes.
Literally ain't nothing else to do. So exactly half of my time in college was during COVID and it was online.
Aw,
that sucks.
Which
that
really sucks. Yeah.
I went to VCU like three different times. So Well, if you want to go back with me, let's go.
Totally takes away from the experience.
100%. Yeah. So when I graduated, I was like, I definitely want to stay in Richmond because I loved Richmond and I didn't really get to experience it very much because of obviously what happened during college. So I ended up working at CoStar Group, which I am sure you all are familiar with.
Yeah, we've heard of it.
Yes. So my first job, my first big girl job was working at CoStar Group. And the only way I can describe it is I was a glorified telemarketer. So I worked 9 to 6 and the second you clock in to the second you clock out, you were on the phone dialing, cold calling, trying to get people to answer the phone.
God.
And
sounds awful.
I was there for 6 months and I was like, this cannot be the rest of my life.
6 months.
6 months. That's all I could do. I was like, I got to get out of here. So I randomly just put in my 2 weeks one day. I didn't have anything lined up. I was like, I just can't. I can't come to work anymore. I got to go. Put in my 2 weeks. And then I just was picking up random side hustles. So I started walking dogs.
Nice.
I actually still walk dogs as my side hustle. Yeah. I work for, it's called Richmond Dog Walking Company, but just.
Miscellaneous does that, I'm pretty sure.
Really love her.
Yes. Yeah.
Love her.
She used to do that at least.
No, she does still do it. I'm not sure which one.
It's a great side hustle, honestly. It's so much fun.
I know, I've thought about doing it.
Yeah, I still do it on my lunch breaks. It's like a really good, and I do overnight stays too for people who go
well,
on vacation.
Maybe
and,
we'll ask you. I would totally do that down for with you. An elderly man.
He's very geriatric.
Of course.
Like a sassy old black man.
Yes. He's almost 16 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was just doing random side hustles. I was dog walking. And obviously during that time, I was going out a lot, as one does, because I graduated early. All my friends were still in college. So I feel like it was kind of like an extension of college.
And after 2020, so people were partying hard.
People wanted to get outside, including me. So I was in this like weird kind of middle zone. And then I loved going to Tobacco. Tobacco Club was my favorite place to go. I was there. We used to be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I was scrolling on Instagram one day and the club posted that they were hiring for a marketing associate. And I was like, I have a degree in marketing. I love going to the club. So I sent them my resume and got an interview. And at the time, I had hot pink hair, literally the color of that water bottle.
Oh, wow.
She's got literally the most vibrant pink water bottle on the table, for those who can't see. But I had hot pink hair. It was just, you know, an era I was going through. But I walked into my interview with pink hair, and nobody really said anything about it. Had my interview, nailed it. And he was like, listen, girly, I love you. I think you're awesome, and I really want to hire you, but you can't have pink hair to work here.
Mm.
And I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
it's like kind of my whole brand.
Yeah, it's that, right? It's that environment.
Your hair is your brand.
It was my brand. Like you could see me walking from a mile away and be like, oh, there's Erica. Like
I can picture you with it. I think it looks great, actually.
Yes, it was like kind of my thing. So I was like, oh no, do I do this?
So you made the sacrifice.
I made the sacrifice.
Oh, you made the adult.
I did, and it was a period of transition, but honestly I'm so glad that I did it, and I'm glad that my manager took a chance on me and could see through the pink hair. So I think it was about 4 months of me just like, you know, doing the side hustles and whatever, and this just kind of landed in my lap.
It's
and then
crazy.
Wow.
I started working, and within like 4 months I think I got a raise because I was doing such a good job.
Wow. That's great. Awesome. Yeah.
And you're so young too. That's awesome.
Yes. I think I was still 21 when I started. Yeah, or maybe 22. But it was like just such a random thing that I just fell into my lap.
That's how things happen.
Yeah,
I know.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. Seriously, that's what I was going to say. So did you always know you wanted to go into marketing, or did you kind of find your way into it? Or
I kind of always knew. I've always been a very creative person. Like I played instruments growing up, you know, the pink hair, just like I was a very artsy. Yeah, I was an artist.
Did you play the guitar?
I tried to play the guitar. The guitar was way too complicated for me to learn. I played the violin, which is
That sounds even more complicated. Fiddle.
No, it's an easy instrument. Only 4 strings. It's very, very straightforward.
You got to find the notes.
It's a smaller neck, but I feel like that's easier.
Yeah, honestly, it's the easiest instrument you could pick. But I was always an artsy kid. And then in high school, they offered marketing classes at my high school. And so freshman year of high school, I was taking marketing already and stuck with it. And that's, yeah, I just never really changed.
And where are you from? I don't think we mentioned that.
I'm originally from Long Island. So I grew up there in New York until I was 13. And then my father got a government job. So he shipped us off to Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Woohoo.
Spotsylvania.
Yeah. Wow, that's a change.
Spotsylvania.
The hub of activity.
Just the center of it all, you know? Hated it there. I hated it. So then I obviously came to VCU to be in Richmond. I'm a city girl.
Yay.
Love it.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about tobacco company's history?
Yeah, so it's been around pretty much forever. It opened in 1977. It used to be an old tobacco manufacturing warehouse, which is where the name comes from. And it dates back to 1866. So that was its original function, was kind of a trading hub of, you know, cotton and tobacco and all of those sorts of thing kind of around the Civil War in that era. And then obviously, you know, Civil War happened and Confederate troops were retreating and set fire to all of Shaco Slip. Right. So that was a weird period. And in that time, the building went through a lot of changes. It was a grocery store, a paint store, a lot of different businesses went through that building. And then around the 1970s is when it was vacant for a while. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Cable, who is our owner, just had this vision. I don't know where it came from, but he is just a visionary. And he was like, you know what? This could be a restaurant. This could be a dining and entertainment showplace. And he just took that vision and ran with it. And for those of you who don't know anything about Tobacco Company, it's four stories. So the top three levels are the restaurant. The first floor is our cocktail lounge, kind of our bar area. We do happy hour there. We have live music on the first floor Friday and Saturday. And then the upper levels are centered around this big atrium. And there's chandeliers and antiques and all sorts of things throughout the building. And it's kind of a fine dining moment on the upper floors. And then obviously in the basement is the club, which we know and love. But yeah, so it all dates back to 1977. And I love hearing stories of people that met their spouses back in the 80s and they come back for their anniversary every year. It's just, it's so many wonderful stories like that that just make the place so special, on top of obviously the insane ambiance that we have. But it really is just such a special place.
So was the atrium always there, or was that added at some point?
So it was, I'm actually not sure. I think it was added later because he wanted this like grand entrance when you walked in. But obviously, you know, when you're just trading tobacco in there, you're not having this grand entrance. So that was definitely Jerry Cable's vision, and don't know where it came from, but.
What is an atrium?
It's just kind of a big open area.
It's like, like a food court. Wouldn't you consider an atrium? Mm-hmm.
And it has like the big glass kind of like dome, you know, at the top of the elevator.
The ceiling is all glass. Yeah. So everything kind of overlooks the atrium. So the seating is kind of like almost like a balcony that just kind of overlooks like all the atrium.
It's so unique to the area, I'd say, because I don't know of anywhere else that has.
No.
Like,
no,
especially like an elevator unique, that goes up like that, other than like a hotel. Like, I mean, I guess the Omni is kind of similar in that way, but I mean, that's a hotel, not a bar, so that's so cool.
Yeah, it's, there's antiques from all over the place. He's a collector of antiques. So the elevator that you just mentioned, it used to be in the Con Edison building in New York City.
Oh my god, I never knew that.
Big chandelier that hangs in the atrium was from the Federal Reserve building in Cincinnati.
So just random
collections of things that just came together in such a beautiful way.
So you mentioned Tobacco Company opened in the 1970s. So didn't they really blaze the way for other businesses in the area before it was just completely run down?
Yeah, it was the only business in town. Like, it was where, like, you know, the Omni wasn't even there yet. It was a parking lot. Like, that was before they even built all of the hotels around the restaurant.
Oh, my God, I did not know
that.
And
no one went down to that area at that time. Like, everyone went more out, like, to, it's weird. My mom always list places like in Mechanicsville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really the first of its kind out there. And everyone just went there. You know, we have live music still. Like, we still do a lot of the same things that we did back in the 1970s because it's just worked all these years.
Was there still a club?
The club opened a few years after the restaurant opened.
Wow, so it was like a 70s nightclub.
I was going to say, there was comedy.
Yes, there was a comedy club down there. The dance floor used to be like black and white checkerboard. They had like leopard print couches and zebra print and
I told Craig, because we were talking about like if we had a time machine, where we would go. And I said, I want to go to a 1970s nightclub. Yes. That's where I would go.
Yes, yeah. You would go to Tobacco.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think La Diff was kind of the same way. They totally had like a vision and they turned this building into a, you know, furniture store. At the time was, you know, nobody was really investing in the area. And so that's kind of similar to that story as well.
Such a cool place.
Okay, so tell us about the fire, because I know that tobacco company caught on fire.
Yes, that was in, I believe, either 2017 or 2018. And allegedly it started in the kitchen. But nothing was really harmed by the fire. It was more so the water damage that got. Yeah.
From the sprinkler system?
Correct. Okay. From sprinklers, from the hoses, all that stuff. So the floors, the beamwork, everything is original to the building. None of that was really harmed. It was just repairs from the water was what, you know, why they had to close for so long. The only thing that was really redone was the Art Deco Lounge, which is where you were for the influencer event. So that was the only thing that was really redone. It used to be the Victorian Lounge, which had all the leopard print couches and a big fireplace. Yeah. Yeah. But they ended up redoing that room into the Art Deco Lounge, which is one of our private event spaces, which people love. So
how long did it take to recover from the fire?
I believe it was around a year or a year and a half.
That's a significant amount of business just lost in that time frame.
Yes, for sure.
Thank God it survived.
Yes.
And on the heels of COVID.
Yeah.
Makes it even worse. So what kind of crowd comes in now? Like fine dining versus downstairs versus just drinks at the bar?
A lot of different kinds of people.
Really, like truly, there is something for everyone, which is so wild. So we cater to so many different demographics. I would say the fine dining during the week, it's all business dinners. Like right now, the General Assembly is meeting. So it's a lot of legislators and lobbyists and business dinners during the week. And then on the weekend, we do birthdays, wedding anniversaries, all sorts of special occasions. Like, we really are the special occasion destination. Like you said, when you think about having a birthday and dressing up, you think of Tobacco.
Yeah.
So I would say weekdays versus weekends, it's a very different crowd. But on the weekends, I would say, you know, the fine dining floors, you know, it's a steakhouse. The prices are high. So it's, you know, catering to that market. And then the first floor, we kind of have more of a casual vibe, honestly, because we do have live music every Friday and Saturday night. And that goes from 9 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. So it is, it's kind of a going out vibe on the first floor still. I would say that's between, you know, 25-year-olds up to like 50-year-olds, like that sort of thing. And then the nightclub in the basement is more so, not so much college aged, but I would say down to college aged up to, I don't know, Friday nights is a different vibe than Saturday nights in the club. I would say Fridays is more college vibes. And then
I didn't even know you were open on Saturdays at the club.
Yeah, what? Friday and Saturday nights.
Yes. Oh, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Friday, Saturday, yeah. So Friday, I would say we get a lot of people for power hour, which is $2 rails from 8 to 9.
That's a good deal.
Great deal. So we get a lot of college kids for that. And then Saturday nights, we get a lot of bachelorette parties, wedding after parties. So that's kind of more so an older, not older, but like older than
more
college.
Established.
Yeah.
Something I would want to go to.
Right.
So if it's a 3-day weekend, are you ever open on Sunday?
No. The only times we're not open for, or we're open a different day than Friday and Saturday would be like New Year's or a holiday like that.
What's more fun, Friday or Saturday?
It depends on what you're going for, but I would say Saturday, we have DJ Kobe every single Saturday. He's our house resident Saturday DJ, and he's awesome. Okay. So I would say Saturday night.
What kind of music?
I was going to say, is he giving us those early 2000s?
He is. He is, and that's why I said that.
So maybe we should go
real club music.
Yes, he plays the bangers, the throwbacks, and then he mixes some EDM in there. So he,
Usher.
Yes, yes. He is so great at reading the room, too. So depending on what kind of crowd is in there, he will cater to them. So like if we all walk in, yeah, he's gonna play the 2000s bangers.
Good to know, because I'm like, tobacco I feel like is a Friday night spot, but now I think Saturday is
100%. Saturday. Yeah. Don't forget, yeah. Saturday.
Right. Yes.
Saturday.
What about brunch vibes?
We do not do brunch
anymore.
Really? No, we used to be open for lunch many years ago.
I need lunch.
God. No
See,
lunch.
This is how long it's been lunch. Since I've been out for lunch or brunch.
Okay, what's the best thing on the menu?
Ooh, I always get the black and blue, which is steak with this Cajun creamy sauce on the top. It's so good. And then the other thing, I actually had this on, I brought my parents to the restaurant on Sunday, and I got the veal piccata.
Ooh, I love veal.
And it's like breaded, thin cut veal. It's so good. And we just recently added that onto the menu. It used to be on the menu many, many years ago, and people were begging for us to bring it back. Really? So we finally did.
Shout out to your mom, by the way, because I remember when I met you, you had these amazing boots on, and you said they were from your mom. Yes. And then the heel broke.
My
when
heel
I was
snapped.
Aww, oh my God. Tragedy.
Because those boots are probably like 30 years old.
Gorgeous. Weren't they like snake print?
They were like almost like a flannel.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah,
black
yeah,
and white,
yeah.
Like
I'm
flannel.
Totally off.
And I was standing there, and you just hear, and I was like,
I and you just cried. Stood there.
And, just and like, I just, I was like, no, we're just going to pretend like that didn't happen. And then that's I hobbled hilarious. To my car.
Oh my God. No. Fashion emergency.
Yes. It was.
What's one of the most favorite, like memorable events that you've had there?
Actually, very recently. We do a winter white party in the club every year, and it's either in January or February, and it's a staple for us. We do it every single year, and this year I wanted to switch it up a little bit because I'm like, we're doing the same thing every year. What it is we do a whiteout, so everyone wears white.
Sure.
It's a very, you know, we have a little photo booth with a little winter backdrop. It's super cute, but I was like, we need to switch this up a little bit. So what I did is we did an après-ski theme.
Ooh, fun.
So cool. So what we did is we got shot skis, if you know what
damn
a
it.
Shot ski
why did I miss this?
And
so cute.
It was so awesome.
It's like from the Gucci movie.
I want a shot ski at my house.
I can
Andy
I can
Cohen's
get
clubhouse.
Oh my God! If you, I will. I can get worship you as the goddess forever.
But we had specialty shots that day, which were, so it was sponsored by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Yes, yeah. Love my mom loves that.
It is so delicious. So we did peanut butter and jelly shots.
Oh my God!
Which was the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey with a splash of cranberry juice, and it tasted just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And so we did that for the shot skis. Guys, I think I had like 10 shot skis.
I saw pictures.
It was ridiculous. I had so many shot skis, but it was so
much fun. Do you remember getting home?
I do, actually, surprisingly enough. Like I said, I'm chronically outside, so I, you know, I can drink a little bit. But everyone was wearing white. I had these big, white, fuzzy Russian hats for all the girlies.
Oh my God.
It was so cute. Such a great turnout. Everyone loved it.
Okay, the first time I ever went to the club was on the whiteout night, and I had no idea about the theme. I showed up in a red dress.
Oh, but you probably looked so hot.
I was embarrassed.
No, you probably stuck out in the best way possible. I love that.
It was
I was in red.
So did you get a lot of looks for being... Oh.
And they probably thought I was trying to make a statement, and I wasn't.
I kind of love that, though.
Like, I don't do white.
And it was with Kyle. Mm. Terrible times.
Oh no.
I'm glad I'm with Craig now.
Shout out Craig.
Yeah. Craig, you're the realist. I have one question.
Yeah.
What is the VIP experience like? Because I keep wanting to do it and it just hasn't happened.
Girl, I will sign you up. So basically, we have a VIP program in the club where it's completely free. And basically, we recruit like the movers and shakers of Richmond. Oh. So if you're in the club every weekend, we're like, hey, we're going to sign you up for our VIP program because you are a loyal customer. You love to come down here and bring your friends and dance. Like, those are the kind of people that we're looking for the program. And it's free to sign up. We just take your phone number and your birthday, and you are signed up for the VIP program and you get in for free. So typically we have a $5 cover charge at the door. Honestly, we're probably one of the only places in town that does charge a cover, but we do.
It's worth it.
Yes. We do it. Yeah. We do. We are VIP.
Yeah,
no, VIP. Yeah, I was thinking about when you're in like bottle service. That's what I was
thinking. Oh, yeah, we have that too. So if you're a VIP member, you get access to our birthday promo. So our birthday promo is you get a free VIP section with a free bottle of champagne. So it's kind of not like bottle service. You can pay for bottle service if you want to, but you get free section, free champagne. We do like little cute champagne flutes, and it's just a vibe because you
Let's
just
do it for my birthday.
Yes, I will book a section anytime you want. It doesn't even have to be your birthday.
I'm so sorry. We have to do this.
And I, of course, make a little table tent.
Yay!
But it's so much fun. People love it. And, you know, it gets people in the room. It fills the room. People get there early, drink their champagne, and then they keep drinking for the rest of the night. It's just a great celebration and start to the night, and just makes you feel so special.
I love That's that. Awesome. We definitely need to do that. Her birthday is coming up.
When's your birthday?
June 4th.
Ooh.
Sort of coming.
Yeah. Soon enough.
We'll build the anticipation slowly.
It'll be your birth month.
I wanted to ask, what is your drink of choice there?
Espresso martini shooter.
Ooh.
All right.
Shooter. Yes. I love a shooter. And I think it's made with Owen's espresso mix, which Ooh. Is so delicious. I literally will, you know, the club is down in the basement. So you come down the stairs, they see me rounding the corner into the club and they're already pouring the espresso shots.
Nice.
They're so delicious.
I'm so sad Dina is leaving. Oh, she was my favorite.
Yeah. I actually did the photography for her wedding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know you did photography.
Yes, that was one of my side hustles during my unemployment era.
What do you not do?
I do it all.
Okay, I know.
You're a Renaissance woman. So what are some big theme things coming up, or do you have some events on the horizon?
Yes, we do. We actually just did a Friday the 13th theme.
Ooh, yeah.
For this nice. Past Friday the 13th.
Like Freddy Krueger kind of?
No, not really. It was just something to promote. Yeah, Black Cat, like, you know, things like that. But there's another Friday the 13th coming up next month in March.
No way.
So we're definitely going to do
That's
that again.
True. Oh
my and we God. Did $2 Jello shots, Ooh. Which was so such a hit.
Love
People
a Jello yeah. shot.
Love a Jello yeah. shot.
Do you like going to Babes?
Yeah, I just went there for the first time
really?
Recently,
oh, wow.
actually, and I loved it.
Yeah,
everybody was dancing there. That's what
the
I
Jello
need.
Shots
yeah,
there.
People dancing.
I played some hardcore volleyball there once.
We've done the karaoke on a Sunday afternoon. Like there's
good on a Sunday.
There's nobody there, but you can mm-hmm. just do whatever you want.
Oh, so much fun. But yeah, $2 Jello shots. And the theme is like wear all black because, you know, it's like a little sinister, spooky yes. kind of thing. So everyone wears all black. It's a cute little photo op.
I love it. God, we need to go.
Yes.
We'll be
it's just
ready.
Hard because I live kind of like out of the way and I yeah. have to plan my transportation.
That's true. It's a big factor. Again,
you can
going downtown.
Crash upstairs.
That's true. I have a bedroom here.
that.
Your guest room.
It's my closet too. That's
it is.
Where
my
I get dressed.
That's awesome.
Matt's like, I have to come in now. all right. Well, after a long event, where can we find Erica unwinding?
The dance floor, barely.
To unwind?
Yes. I practically live at that place. Like, you guys have to know. I will literally... So, I work typical 9 to 5 hours for the most part, just regular business hours. Most of my day consists of responding to inquiries for private events because I book all of the private events. I do all the food orders, staffing, everything for private events. And sometimes, occasionally, obviously, there are events on the weekends, so I have to come in for that. and I will literally just stay there and go downstairs to the club afterwards, and my friends will meet me down there.
It's convenient. I mean,
it's very convenient. And then obviously we'll hop around to all the other places too.
You're like Carrie Bradshaw, but like Samantha.
I'm so in my Samantha era right now. You have no idea.
I support it. That's my girl.
I felt like when I met you, I felt like it was a Sex and the City episode.
I love that. And also people say that about the way I dress too, because you know I wear like crazy outfits to work all the time. I'm like, I'm the office it girl, you know. I gotta,
you are like Carrie Bradshaw.
Well, I have to uphold that standard. We will be posting a pic of us and your outfit's on point tonight.
Thank you, as always. I love you. Always take like, and so do I. When I go to Tobacco, I always take the bathroom pic.
Iconic mirror in the bathroom. Have to get the mirror selfie.
Yep, must.
What was I gonna say? We've gone over so many things. I want to know the most chaotic thing you've ever seen in the club.
Honestly, you know, drunk people do crazy things.
It's like a lot of fights.
No. I would. That's a tap house thing. That's not.
Yes, that is not a tobacco thing.
Southern Railway.
We're too classy for that.
No, but honestly, I will say, now that we're talking about that, I do feel really safe in the club, and that's one of the other reasons why I do love it there, because we do have great staff.
Safe space.
They're always looking, because, you know, drunk people get crazy sometimes, but like, they're always looking out for everybody. So shout out to my door guys. Shout out to security. Yeah. Love them. But no, honestly, there was an incident recently where there was somebody throwing up in the bathroom.
You know, women or men?
Women.
Ooh.
And
did they at least get it in the zone, the toilet?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
And listen, I'll say it. I've thrown up in that bathroom before. It's happened to the best of us.
I probably have as well.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. You know, sometimes you take one too many espresso shooters, and that's okay.
But
and
it's your heart be beating real fast.
You're like, oh no. But it says a lot about you, about how you handle it. Like, I can make it to the bathroom. Some people cannot. And those people should not be drinking. So that's what I'll say about that. Yeah. But definitely,
if you're going to throw up, throw up in the right place.
Correct. Like, people have had to be carried out for that.
Ooh, so. That's not good.
Yeah.
Do you ever ban people? Like, put them on a list?
I don't know that we have a list, honestly.
Santa's
that's
naughty list.
Yeah. I don't think
like
we have
security
it on
has pictures. Like, no.
Honestly, for the most part, people behave down there. And also, that is another reason why we have the cover charge, because we're attracting, again, that better demographic.
Dress
and
code.
We have a dress code cover charge. So it's definitely, you know, obviously it's still a college place sometimes, but it definitely attracts people who aren't gonna do those crazy things. So.
Actually, I was gonna say, for people who don't know, I don't know why they wouldn't look this up, but what is the dress code for beforehand?
It's not anything crazy. It's essentially
it's more
just
guys who can't get in.
It's more true, guys. Yeah, you don't have to wear a collared shirt or anything, but we don't allow graphic tees.
Okay, well,
so that's a big one.
Sense,
that's a big one for the guys, especially, you know, flip flops, no athletic wear. Like, it's not anything crazy. It is definitely a place you want to dress up a little bit for, but it doesn't have to be.
You shouldn't
like
have rolled up from the Y working
correct
out. Like,
oh, exactly. I'm just gonna sheepishly tell a story. One time I went after River Rock and I was very drunk and I was
as you should
covered in mud and I got let in.
Oh no.
Covered
because you're a hot girl.
I came back out and I looked down, I'm like, I was mud everywhere.
Everyone was covered in mud that day. It was Tracy.
That's pretty girl privilege, baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was embarrassed.
So I've only been cut off at one place, and that's off the hookah when it was open.
Oh my God.
That is so cringe.
That's awesome.
Divorce. No.
She got the ick.
Yeah. 15 years too late.
It was a pretty schlappy night.
I was going to ask, what are your goals this year for tobacco? And your personal goals too.
Okay, love that question. I definitely, so like I said, tobacco is a winter bar for sure. So summers can be slow sometimes because obviously it's in a basement. When it's nice outside, you don't want to be in a basement. So I think finding ways to still keep people down there in the summertime is going to be something that's big for me. And obviously we have the new amphitheater that was just built, which is wonderful. Yep. If you haven't been, it is beautiful there. It is a wonderful facility. But we actually had, they partner with Live Nation.
Yeah.
And we actually just hosted Live Nation for their holiday party in the club back in December.
That's cool.
So I'm trying to form a little partnership with them.
Yes, an alliance with Allianz.
an alliance with Allianz. So that's definitely in the works, and maybe doing like a shuttle from the concert venue down to the club.
Be amazing.
You know, like continue the party.
They need a shuttle.
Yes, because, you know, there's no parking over there. So. Yeah. That's one thing that I'm working on for the club for sure. And then personal goals, I would say forming my network more, because I meet so many people in my job because we're holding so many different events, so many corporate events, happy hours, weddings, you name it. We have all those sorts of events. And I think keeping up with those people afterwards is going to be a big goal of mine, because I meet so many fun and interesting people from all walks of life, all different jobs. And I think just forming that network and keeping up with those people is a big personal goal of mine.
Love it.
All right. So I got a question. Mm-hmm. Any celebrities that you've met there?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yes. Murr from Impractical Jokers came to the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then, oh, my God, I'm blanking on his name right now, but the guy from Stranger Things, is it Noah?
Oh, Noah.
Yes. Noah from Stranger Things was
so
there.
Cool. Wow.
In the club.
So what was he doing there?
I honestly have no idea.
Richmond's cool. All right.
He was behind the DJ booth with one of our DJs, Wyatt. Shout out to Wyatt. Yeah. His DJ name is Why Not. If you guys are ever at Loso, they play at Loso sometimes. But he was just behind the DJ booth with Wyatt.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't there that night. And I saw the picture the next day. I was like, what is going on?
I think I've seen DJ Wyatt because I think he opened for Deadmau5. Oh no, it's DJ Riot. Sorry.
Different. Very
Wyatt
similar.
Riot.
His DJ name is like Why Not. He's like a duo with some other guy. But they're
That's
really good.
Awesome.
They play at Loso sometimes if you're ever there. Yeah.
So
I
want to
go this weekend.
Did Steven Spielberg ever go there when he was filming?
No idea.
Okay.
Well, he's had dinner at Tobacco. Like they have picture, they used to have pictures somewhere. I can't remember where. Mm-hmm. God, I don't have the entire Tobacco Company memorized, guys.
But, neither do I. There's so much.
But there's been tons of celebrities who've had dinner there that have written back.
I've had I had a weird first and last date there.
Really? Oh, I remember that, I think. You told me about that.
It was an older man. It was during my online dating phase. And I went on a date and I got a filet mignon. I got the most expensive thing on the menu. And then I never saw him again.
Queen.
Well, you go, girl.
Eat that steak,
you got the filet mignon.
I
did you get a martini, too?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Dirty martini. Two of them.
Good dirty martinis there.
Yum.
What makes Richmond nightlife special compared to anywhere else, in your opinion?
Oh, Richmond is just so charming. Like, I know you guys feel the same way. Richmond is so charming. Like, didn't CNN vote Richmond as like the number one city to visit last year? So random.
I know.
It's very random.
Also, love that, because whenever people come to visit me, I'm like, you gotta come visit. Like, this is unlike any other place on earth. And I'm a traveler too. Like, I've been around. This place is so special. And honestly, like I said, Scott's Edition is having a big moment right now. There are so many different types of bars you can go to. For example, go to Babes, get some cello shots, do karaoke, go to Bingo and do trivia, go to City Dogs and get some hot dogs and do trivia. Like, there's so many different things for any type of person. Go to Tobacco and dance the night away. Like, you know, it's like so many different walks of life live in this city and make it so special. And I think the bars really cater to that and capitalize on that.
Yep.
And it's just, there's just so much to do. Like, I hate Spotsylvania or Fredericksburg. It's like, there's nothing to do out
there. Well, it pisses me off when people say there's nothing to do here.
Me too, because I'm from bumfuck New York, like in the middle of nowhere. And everyone's like, there's some people, not everyone, a lot of very little people. Well, like, there's nothing to do. I'm like, there's so much to do.
My dad and stepdad moved back here from California. They lived in Palm Springs for like 20 years. And my stepdad, he's from, they lived in Philly for years before they moved to California. So he's used to like more like Northeastern vibes. He's from Boston. And when they were looking at places here, he kept being like, there's nothing to do. And now like, literally, I see my dad maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. And my stepdad's like exhausted every day. I mean, because my dad has like their social calendar packed. They do more shit than we do.
He's like, oh, I got a Mardi Gras party I'm going to.
Yeah, and then he's like, and then I have another one tomorrow. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Booked like, and whatever. Busy.
He's like, I might not even go. I'm so tired.
And he's 90. Well, he's like 89, whatever.
That's but I mean, awesome.
Like, you know, like it's crazy. So there's stuff to do nonstop. So yeah.
How can our listeners support Tobacco Company? How can they follow?
Well, go and buy some drinks.
Come and buy some drinks. Come to Power Hour. Get you some $2 rails. No, honestly, follow our social media because I work really hard on it.
I have
an Instagram for the club and for the restaurant. So they're two separate Instagram accounts. So the club one is Tobacco Co. Club and the restaurant is Tobacco Co. RVA.
And TikTok.
And TikTok. We just recently started a TikTok. Okay, you got a TikTok. So we're getting into that. Yes, Tobacco Company
Into
restaurant.
The talks.
Yes. Love TikTok.
And if you want to promote yourself, you can.
Erica Wazak on Instagram. E-R-I-K-A-W-A-S-Z-A-K.
And if you want to get some photography done too.
Yes, I do many, many side hustles. If you want me to watch your dog, if you want me to take some photos of you, I am your girly.
Can you take a photo of me and my cat?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sold. Okay.
Sold. Enough. You'll be watching our dog, taking her picture, and doing all the things. Well, thank you so much. I guess we will move on, but please, like I said, jump in and we'll link everything for you guys as always. So,
yes, thank you. This was so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yes. All right, Big Daddy.
All right.
Are you going to drop it on us?
All right. So Virginia is finally moving closer to a green light. After years of legal limbo, the General Assembly has fast-tracked two bills to launch a regulated recreational market. While the House and Senate haggle over the start date, the finish line is finally in sight. Let's talk about what this means for Virginia's economy.
Please.
So we're going to get economical.
Yes, economical.
So what is it currently like to be a 420 friendly person in
Virginia? Can tell you because I have my prescription. I got my medical card, baby. I got the glaucoma. No, I literally got every kind of arthritis known to man.
Yeah, I think.
But seriously, it's very easy. I think it will be amazing if we can open up to recreational because right now, you know, we have a monopoly. Like it's just one distribution source. So I'd love some, I want to get colder in here by lowering those damn prices.
Erica brought us these wonderful
So tell
fans.
Me why.
So currently in Virginia,
we're going to have to do a TikTok involving this somehow.
Possession is legal without a retail system. Only medical is available where prices are extremely high. And so the black market is thriving because of this. And the prices and the barrier to get a medical card, that's also one thing.
You do have to pay every year. They got rid of one of those requirements. So it used to be around $200 a year. The last 2 years, it's been about $100 a year for you to get your prescription.
Yeah, so one of the aims of the recreational market, it would eliminate the black market and provide a source of tax revenue.
Eliminate the black market? Okay. Gee.
Well, that's... It would decrease the black market. It would... And so it would ensure that products are tested for safety. Think of the illegal vape carts in the 2020s.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They went by the name of Dank Vapes.
Oh, nope, never heard of those.
Never heard of Dank Vapes.
What a great name.
That rings a bell.
And they cause popcorn lungs.
Oh my God, Matt would yell at me. He's like, don't smoke the Dank Vapes.
Put it down.
Popcorn lung.
And I'm like, this tastes like bananas.
What is popcorn lung?
So what they do is they put like the flavoring in popcorn, like the butter, that butter flavoring. They would add it to the carts, and that makes your lungs like pretty much.
It does a body good. I mean,
no, like people have like really bad breathing problems because of it.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like that.
It's like an industrial chemical. Yeah. So anyway, the House and Senate have passed separate bills to launch the market, with the House pushing for a November 1st, 2026 start and the Senate eyeing January 1st, 2027.
They want another $100 from me, don't they? Those general
The legislation proposes a statewide cap of 350 retail licenses and strict limits on cultivation facilities to manage the industry's footprint. And so why would they limit the licenses? That's kind of a question. And that's to prevent oversupply and a complete market crash. They don't want like a million stores opening at the same time. And also it prevents businesses from buying from the black market if you have like a, you know, a select few. And so stores would be limited to 2,500 square foot sales floor, and they must remain 1,000 feet apart. And they are prohibited from offering drive-thrus or third-party online sales.
That's interesting because G-Leaf has drive-thrus right now.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting.
It's convenient.
I know. I wish the cannabis had a drive-thru, damn it.
So that's pretty much to prevent, you know, these, you know, stores to oversaturate in urban environments. So you don't want to like see a whole strip of, you know.
That makes it look bad.
Well, some of us do. Doobie doobie doo.
So
it's not the tobacco company vibe.
No.
So a major point of contention in the bill remains the tax rate. The Senate bill suggests a 12.9% tax, while the House version is significantly lower at 6%. And so lower taxes would make legal marijuana more competitive with the black market, and lower taxes reduce the barrier of entry for small businesses. And so a shift from previous years, local governments would no longer be able to ban dispensaries through referendums, which, you know, are questions on a ballot if they want dispensaries in their area, though they would retain full zoning authority when over where shops can open. This is to prevent illegal markets thriving in dry counties, and it prevents towns next to dry counties from missing out on tax revenue due to illegal sales in another county. And counties could not create a countywide zoning type that would create, you know, essentially a ban. And so last but not least, both bills include a business accelerator program designed to support veterans, farmers, and those from communities disproportionately impacted by past enforcement. So I'm going to kind of open the floor. Like, what do you guys think of this new legislation? Is it?
I think it's a good idea. I hope that the lower tax rate passes.
Yeah,
Richmond
definitely.
Taxes are crazy. Yeah. Like,
it's
even
insanity.
Even from a restaurant standpoint, we have, I think,
the meals,
it's like,
tax.
The meals tax. Oh, I think taxes end up being around 12.5%, including the Richmond City meals tax, which is insanity.
So
like, my car will not depreciate, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I heard that they're finally going to take a look at the it's like the food to sales ratio that is just insane.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think right now the law is you have to do at least 40% of your sales from food in order to have a liquor license. So right now in the General Assembly, they're taking a look at that, which I think could have its own impacts in different ways, because it's not like you want just anybody to be able to have a liquor license.
Yeah.
Right.
So I do kind of agree with that rule in a way. But, you know, when you look at places like D.C. who can have nightclubs that don't need to serve food, that would be a very different story for Richmond. So I think there should be some sort of ratio. But what that number is, you know, up to them to figure out.
Yeah, very hard to pass, because people here, once they get used to something, like, it's like, we ain't never changing it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's just a law that doesn't really make much sense at all. I mean,
it's all these old laws that have been on the books for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
There's like bars in like Philadelphia where you can just get a drink and you don't have to, they don't have a menu or anything.
Yeah, but that's been a sticking point for decades, is the food thing. So I don't know if that'll pass or not.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that hopefully as we get more and more younger people involved in politics, then hopefully we'll get people more accepting of new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Erica.
I'll try for us.
I know, yes.
I'll
please.
Represent us.
Yeah, so I think this legislation is a step in the right direction. Yeah.
No, I'm actually impressed. We are one of the more progressive marijuana states actually in the last 2 years compared to a lot of people, because we're kind of a new kid on the block when it comes to that. And I think we're definitely going in the right direction, especially I'm sorry, but as someone who deals with chronic pain, like it's ridiculous that I can go buy a handle of vodka and then like maybe murder some people, but I can't like smoke a freaking joint.
Yeah. There's like a lot of cancer patients that, you know, benefit from.
And other chronic pain. I mean, I wouldn't be able to sleep. I would not be able to deal with my pain if it weren't for the wacky tobacco.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
All right. So that concludes Dropping on Us Big Daddy.
Thank you, Big Daddy.
Thank you.
Diddly daddly. So we have some events. These are just rapid fire ones that I saved. And it's actually just two. But coming up on Saturday, February 28th at River City Roll,
love.
We mentioned. Yes, love that place. There's a cute little charity event going on from 4 to 8, which this sounds like a lot of fun. We should go, guys. It is bowling for boat drinks. Break out the Hawaiian shirts and flip-flops. Yeah, brah. It's time to fins up for your cause. On Saturday, February 28th from 4 to 8, they will be having a charity Jimmy Buffett tribute party and bowling tournament benefiting Children's Home Services of Virginia. With support of the Parrothead Club of Richmond, but of course...
I love Jimmy Buffett.
I know. They'll be bringing the Island Vibes, man. That was my horrible Jamaican accent. With a live Jimmy Buffett tribute music by Permanent Vacation and Dreamsicle.
So, Bruce McKay, he's in that band.
Oh, oh my God. Shout out to Bruce McKay. Yes, a friend of show. Plus, they will be having fun, family-friendly bowling, a tournament that'll have you rolling strikes and sipping like your beachside. Expect tropical energy, good times, and even better company while supporting a good cause. So get your booties over there. Come for the music. Stay for the vibes.
That sounds so fun.
Bowl for the little kids to raise money for kids. Come on, them kids. So that sounds fun. And then also next Saturday, it's World Wildlife Day. Say that five times fast.
Tim, I know. Like Tim would like this.
Yes, at Maymont. So they'll be having stuff going on from 12 to... It's like dueling events all day at Maymont. So maybe go check out the animals, then go do some bowling for kids.
No.
But they'll be having special events throughout the day. You can see the wildlife. They have hands-on crafts, activities, and there'll be animal keeper talks and animal feedings throughout the day. At 2:30, there's also a special screening of Teach Me to Be Wild, which is a documentary about a California animal sanctuary and its therapeutic programs for at-risk children, which is part of the RVA Environmental Film Festival.
Ooh, cool.
So all of this is included in regular admission to the Robbins Nature Center, $10 for adults, $8 for children ages 16 and under, free for Maymont members and anyone with a SNAP card. So go check it out next set.
February 28th?
Yep.
Well, speaking of February 28th.
Oh, she's got more coming in.
You might want to grab some brunch before you go to these events. Our event of the week is Harry's Sing-Along Brunch. Shout out to the owners, Natalie and Carter, who are friends of the podcast.
Yep. Love them.
Genuinely just wonderful humans. This is not your quiet, just sip your coffee in the corner type of brunch. Sing-Along Brunch is a full-on experience where the whole room becomes part of the show. The DJ spins iconic feel-good songs And Liz and the DJ had an iconic connection.
We do. Time. So I think the DJ might come on.
Yeah.
We're reviving. Awesome. Sorry, cool. Honey, don't get too jealous. Man. But anyway, they loved me.
They give you fake microphones and sunglasses, and it's cool. Really cute.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun. Yeah. They played Pink Pony Club. Y'all probably saw our...
Me twerking.
Drunken videos of both of us twerking.
I need to see that.
We'll a really you. Bad we'll a picture of me that they used as this. A promo photo.
Oh my God. And we're also famous, the four of us. I've had so many people text us. Shout out Harry's Natalie in the bomb.
Okay.
But
anyway, you guys. Okay,
yes.
Anyway.
No, one last thing. So you know you're Richmond famous when the YMCA
trainer
trainer comes up to you and he said, "Oh, I saw you in that ad for Harry's."
Oh my God. Okay. By the way, Craig and I were getting a margarita at this random Mexican restaurant, and our waitress comes up. She goes, "Is this you?" and shows me the picture of us at Harry's.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we went to this brunch. Like we said, we have the best time. It's so much fun. We usually will split a pitcher of the blood orange mimosas, and then we'll get an espresso martini, of course.
Or two for dessert.
Yes. The food is amazing. And when the fun's all over, you don't have to go home.
Oh.
You can head on upstairs to the library lounge.
The library.
And they have full bar service and everything.
The untucked lounge.
Yeah. Anyway, they've got some fun themed events coming up. Like I said, February 28th, they have a disco themed.
Fun.
March 7th, they're doing 90s throwbacks. And then March 14th, they have a hip-hop event.
All of those.
So yeah, grab tickets on their website. It's so much fun. It's a great way to spend a weekend with your significant other, your besties, your family. It's so much fun, no matter who you're with. And it has something different for everyone.
In the last couple weeks, they've been doing buy one, get one, I believe, on the tickets for the brunch, which they're only like $5. Cool. So, and that's just securing your spot. So,
yes. Shall I say our business of the week?
Yes, please.
Well, wait. So the It's Sunny in Philadelphia rave.
March 7th.
Are the tickets sold out for that?
Nope,
they're not. At Ember Music Hall. Yes, we have our outfits.
I love Ember.
So I'm going to be the day man.
I'm going to be Charlie.
I'm going to be D in the princess outfit, except I look like D is a whore as well. So...
Isn't she a whore?
Basically, yes. And I think Craig, if he's off work, will be...
Baby boy.
Or the nightman.
Or the nightman. We'll see.
See.
Everyone go look on Amazon. They have lots of It's Always Sunny costumes on there.
Business of the week. Of course, our business of the week today is one of Richmond's most iconic dress-up and go-out kind of spots, Tobacco Company.
Yes!
And nightclub. If you've ever celebrated a birthday, gone to a bachelorette, had a fancy dinner, or just needed a night where you needed to feel a little extra glamorous, chances are you've ended up here at some point. The Tobacco Company is one of those places that feels like an event the second you walk in. We're talking historic brick, giant windows, chandeliers, dramatic staircases, old-fashioned elevator. Yes, the amazing.
Iconic mirror.
Mafia-styled booths.
Yes.
And jazz bands. Upstairs, you've got the restaurant, like Erica said in the interview, Art Deco, Art Nouveau Lounge. It's very romantic. It's perfect for celebrations, date nights, or when you want to feel a little fancy without leaving Richmond. And then downstairs, you've got the nightclub where the heels come off, the dance floor fills up,
spicy.
And suddenly
the booties drop.
Well, it's 1 a.m. and you're
apple
your
bottom
ass
jeans
with a bunch of strangers and doing a shot ski.
Yes,
and the boots with the food. Oh my word. Okay, so what makes the Tobacco Company so special is that it's been a part of Richmond nightlife for decades. Shall I say even? Well, I guess not a century yet.
Not yet.
Someday.
Yeah. It will be, though.
But it still knows how to keep the vibe fresh because of Erica. It's historic, but not stuffy. It's upscale, but still fun. And it's the kind of place where you can have a candlelit dinner and then end up dancing the night away in the basement.
Where you can meet your husband.
Yes.
True. Or your grandpa's ghost comes to say hello before he passes away. That happened
That's
to
true,
me.
That happened.
What?
Yes. I will tell you after. I've said it many times on the podcast.
We'll talk. We'll talk.
So whether you're planning a big celebration, a girls' night, or just want a classic Richmond night out, the Tobacco Company is definitely the spot to keep on your list.
Yay. Love that.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. We got some shout outs.
You better shout out Melanie. Well, I
no,
some
I'm going
out,
to.
Sorry.
Biatch. Don't step on my toes.
The claws are coming out.
You got any shout outs, Fist?
Shout out to Erica.
Aww.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Know, we've been wanting to have you on for so long, and it just, for some reason,
it worked
we forgot.
Out.
It all worked out.
Maddie?
Yeah, so this is kind of a sad shout out. This goes to Hope Cartwright. Have you heard of her?
Yes.
Yeah, so she was the magazine editor of Virginia Living, who was fatally struck by a driver in a crosswalk next to the Virginia Living office downtown. And I think this is several. Like, they've had a candlelight vigil just because of all the pedestrian fatalities.
This is like number...
Like, I think 12 or 13, I think, right?
This year?
I think 8 or 9. Is it 12 or
Well, not this year, like, including last year.
Okay.
Since it's been a few this
January,
past month,
though. Oh, there's been, like, 5 or 6.
Yep.
Yeah, so they definitely need to do some crosswalk improvements, or people in general just need to be aware of their surroundings.
Like, and care about each other.
Down.
Don't wear all black down. At night. Or
also, that is a thing. Like, we see people running around here in all black. We try to wear, like, our... reflective stuff
like
our
some
headlights
flashlights,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Use your head. Not that she wasn't, I mean, but if you need, like, if you go out at night, please wear bright colors, wear a light, wear reflective shoes, do anything.
And also, as a driver, care about other people. Like, just drive with care.
Yeah.
You don't
get
need
off
to,
that damn phone.
You don't need to reply to the text right then.
Yes.
You can wait until you get to where you're going.
I think both areas need, well, actually three, like the drivers, the pedestrians, and like the city just needs to make things safer.
Also, I do think they need to repaint a lot of roads, like the lines, because now that they're doing that parking that is parallel to the sidewalk, a lot of places that's in the middle, I think that people get confused and are like,
yeah,
weaving in and out maybe when they shouldn't be, especially if they've had a cocky and should not be driving.
Yeah.
But
yes. All right, I got a couple more shout outs that are a little more, you know,
upbeat,
you know.
Well,
so have you guys heard of this new restaurant that's coming to Richmond, Kura Revolving Sushi Bar?
Yes, I have.
So it's going to be a new conveyor belt sushi. It's a chain restaurant, but it's new to us. It will be in Short Pump in the late fall, located on West Broad Street. So that sounds kind of fun, I think.
Yep.
So also another shout out. This is a threefer. Jane Doe RVA. Have you heard of that? So it's a sourdough-focused bakery founded by Jane Lucas. It's opening its first brick-and-mortar location this fall on MacArthur Avenue in Richmond's Bellevue neighborhood. The bakery will feature sourdough loaves, seasonal pastries, and coffee for carryout.
Ooh. I'm in my sourdough era.
Love that.
Yeah. I actually just bought some from the store. So.
That's not the same. I am making a starter right now.
Love that.
I know.
Thumbelina the second, because I killed Thumbelina.
Aww.
It's okay.
The first. Erica, any shout outs?
Yes. Shout out to my manager, David Campbell. Ooh, love whoop. You. Thank you for believing in me all the time. You are the best manager ever. Shout out to my best friend, Sunny. We also talked about being the office it girl. Shout out to my nail girly, Nails by Liv.
Nails are amazing.
Nails by Liv on Instagram. Shout out to my lash artist, Star Winks.
I was going to say, I've been staring at your lashes.
Shout out to my girlies that keep me high maintenance. I love being a high maintenance girly and the office it girl. Love you guys.
Yay. Oh, that was cute. And I'm doing a big shout out to Melanie Eaton of Melanie Eaton Photography. We had her on. She was our last episode, actually.
Yeah, it was last of- year.
No, our last episode of the year.
Yes, last year.
Yeah, it was in December,
2025.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Once again.
Stop. Yeah. You're fired.
Just hit her with the fan.
So
please reference back to that, but let me tell you a little bit about her if you're too lazy to go back that far. Melanie Eaton is a leading boudoir and fashion photographer based in Richmond, Virginia, with over a decade of experience capturing the essence of beauty and empowerment. As a female-owned business, Melanie creates a safe, comfortable, and inspiring environment for clients of all backgrounds and body types, from luxury bridal sessions to bold fashion editorials. Melanie's artistic vision and expertise will help you feel empowered and confident in front of the camera. Also, check out her Me program, which we talked about in depth on the podcast. But basically, it's a way to level up your life and confidence. Step into the Me program, where she isn't even only touching on self-care and creativity, but they embody it. She launched it in 2022, and it's basically a sisterhood of women who embrace every quirk. Seriously, you can go on there and check out more about it, but you can fill out a form, and there's three different tiers of membership levels, but seriously, it's great. She also, with that series, does four different highly curated, stylized photo shoots a year. I know she's announced two or three of them already. And I know the Sirens one she's going to be announcing soon,
mermaids,
too, which,
right?
I'm obsessed with that. Yes, the
That's
mermaid
so
theme.
Fun. Yeah.
Please, someone buy that for my birthday.
Also, we are rebranding.
Oh, yes.
And she will be a part of our rebrand. She's doing our photos.
Yes.
So exciting.
I know. So more to come on that, but there might be a big event coming up.
Perhaps, shall we?
Yes, yes. We'll let you know more about that as it comes out. But seriously, check her out. Go to her website, MelanieEatonPhotography.com. That's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, photography. If you need me to spell that, then you probably don't need to check it out.
Awesome.
It's all there. So thank you for another great episode, Erica.
Yeah.
We love tobacco.
Yeah.
The company, the club, the restaurant, all of the above.
Yeah, we'll have to see you in the club sometime.
And Erica, you will see me there.
The reason it has such, it's a renaissance of tobacco, I feel.
Seriously.
Like.
Seriously.
Since you've taken over, I just feel like tobacco is just in a new era.
Oh, that's
yeah,
so
all of
wonderful.
The, different things you're bringing to the table.
You guys are so awesome. Thank
so
you,
are you
so much for having me.
Yeah.
So we have some exciting guests lined up, don't we?
We do. We have She Kicks.
Yep, She Kicks for International Women's Month. We also have the Monument of 10.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have the owner of Lakeside Love Shack.
Yes.
Sarah Beth.
Yes. So a lot of fun episodes coming up. So keep your ears and eyes peeled for all that info. But
check out that gram.
Yep.
That's right.
Make sure to follow us.
Follow us, like us. DM us, please. Our DMs are begging for you guys.
Right? Or are we not?
We're trying to get a TikTok going.
Yes,
Liz
yes.
might be doing that.
Yep, yep. I've got many balls in the air, but I will. I'll be ticking and tacking. Round the clocking.
All right, guys.
All right.
I love you.
It's been a fun
love
episode.
Y'all. Peace out, RVA. Until next time.
Bye.